Zimbabwe has requested $8 to $10 billion in assistance to help rebuild the country's devastated economy, a figure almost double what Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai had previously said was needed. The news came at the Southern African Development Community Summit yesterday in Swaziland, where heads of state reviewed Zimbabwe's economic recovery plan. But the spokesman for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says that the SADC has indicated it doesn't have the resources to provide this money.
The best that the Zimbabwean interim government can hope for is lines of credit from South Africa, and there are indications that the South Africans will provide up to $1 billion in terms of credit facilities, mainly geared getting industry and agriculture started again in Zimbabwe. But as for the bulk of the money, they intend to ask the donor communities. This is the United States, European Union principally. But these have already made clear that they want to see serious progress on the ground in terms of law and order, free press, end to farm invasion, and such like, before they start thinking of providing real economic help. The other providers of aid would be the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and for that matter, the African Development Bank. But they all say that they are hamstrung in terms of their own constitution, in that Zimbabwe owes them money, and until this money is regularized or repaid, they can't offer new cash.